Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Good afternoon, Richmond. It's 12 noon, and I'm AWOD here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the most local sports talk in town. We've got you covered sun up to sundown with the Sports Junkies. MP on the mic Monday through Friday from 10 to noon. I'm 12 to 3 AWOD Radio before Grant and Danny drive you home here on the home for the Commanders. And the conversation now has turned from, wow, an amazing stadium reveal plan and everybody excited about the return to RFK, to maybe we celebrated a little bit too early because they still need to win the votes by city council. And the last few days have not been good with council members coming out against the stadium. To me, it makes no sense at all. I think it's a stupid political debate. And it's a stupid issue in my mind because I feel like I've seen the development firsthand for what Nats Park did to Southeast D.C. And a new stadium would bring billions of dollars over the next 30 years to an area that has had nothing for 20 years. RFK last sold out a game in 2005. You're telling me the people in that area don't want this? I mean, you want to make that area worth going to? If you live in that area, you're telling me you're against new restaurants, new shops, your home value tripling? I'd love to hear your reasonings. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. I just want to make RFK the Washington football home field once again, especially with the way the team played last season. They're fun to watch again. It's great to go to games again. And I want to give them a home field advantage by 2030. That would be what? Jaden Daniels' sixth year in the National Football League. Maybe he'll have a Super Bowl by then. You never know. We'll talk NBA playoffs on the show today with the fast break with AWOD, going around the NFL as well. Could there be more trades throughout the rest of this offseason? Phone lines are open throughout the show, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910, broadcasting live from Bar West, North, South, East Bar West here in Richmond, and they've got a happy hour for the Derby going on tomorrow. Join us for Southern-inspired happy hour, complete with themed cocktails for the Kentucky Derby. Plenty of charm as they celebrate the Kentucky Derby here from 3 to 6:30 at Bar West in Richmond. You know how we like to start the show every day, by catching up on anything you might have missed around the sports world when we open up the sports app.
Here it is, everybody.
Clearly, this is the future.
Stats, scores, highlights.
Whoa, are you serious?
Wi-Fi plus 3G, 64K. This one.
The sports app.
And we start in the NBA, and there will not be a Game 7 between the Knicks and the Pistons because the Pistons blew it in the final few minutes. They had a lead that they let slip away because Jalen Brunson went off for 40 points, and with the game tied after Detroit missed their opportunity to take a lead, it was in the hands of Jalen Brunson. And Jalen Brunson did Jalen Brunson things, driving to his left. He crosses over back to his right. He's left a wide open, shaking Thompson, and hits the three at the top of the key. Let's take a listen to the call. Game winner, Knicks win in six.
Bridges to toss it in to Brunson. Defended by Thompson. 15 seconds left. Brunson takes a peek at the clock. Thompson digging in defensively. 8 seconds. Brunson stops on a dime. Launches. Oh, yeah! Jalen Brunson buries it.
Nothing but net. Knicks win 116-113. Clippers Nuggets will get a game 7 because James Harden scores 28 points and the Clips force a game 7 with a gritty 111-105 victory. Told you guys Harden needed a hit from the outside. Here's James Harden pulling up for 3 and the Clippers win.
On the year, they have struggled mightily in this series, but they're taking care of business tonight.
Harden for 3.
And he's taking care of business, too. James
Harden with 28, Leonard with 27, Norman Powell 24. That's a big three that forces a game 7 on Saturday night. Tonight in the NBA, just one game, game 6, Rockets, Warriors. I expect the Warriors to close out that series. We move over to the NFL on the sports app. And we told you the topic today on NFL Hits will be looking at players on teams that are entering year 2 and how much pressure they're under. We'll start with Caleb Williams. We'll talk about the Commanders, second-year stars Brandon Coleman, Ben Sennett, and Luke McCaffrey as well is going around the National Football League. Panthers, Hunter Renfrow back into the league after he was out for a whole year. He was dealing with an injury that a sickness that had him drop from 185 pounds to 150 pounds. He was, at one point, one of the best slot receivers in the National Football League. Will be interesting to see if he can get going again with the Panthers in Charlotte. Will Shedeur Sanders prove doubters wrong in Cleveland, or will he sit behind quarterbacks Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett, and third-round pick Dylan Gabriel? I'll be rooting for Shedeur Sanders, but I think getting meaningful snaps will be very difficult for him in year 1. Over to Major League Baseball on the sports app. Nats in action, and Nats get the win over the Phillies. It started with the Phillies taking a 1-0 lead in the fifth, and then in the sixth inning, it was the Nats getting a ton of runs. We start with Lowe at the plate. He singles to right, and C.J. Abrams scores.
2 balls, 2 strikes. Now the set. And the pitch. Swinging a ground ball. Base hit through the hole into right field. Abrams jogs on in with a tying run. And Nathaniel Lowe delivers the game-tying single here with 1 out of the sixth inning.
And then we keep in the sixth inning. We stay in the sixth inning. Keeper Ruiz at the plate. And it is a fielding error, letting another Nationals player score.
Brings up K-Barrett Ruiz, who is single to center. Grounded to the second baseman and hits a ground ball. Gets through the glove of Harper and down the right field line. Rounding second, heading for third is Lowe. The ball away into the corner. He's being waved around. Lowe coming to the plate, heading for third is Ruiz, and he's in there safely. And the Nationals have the lead here in the sixth inning by the score of 2-1.
And it continues with Luis Garcia, RBI single, and the call on WJFK.
Walker sets, kicks, delivers the pitch, swing and a line drive through the drawn-in infield into left center, a base hit for Garcia. Trotting home for third is K-Bear Ruiz. Luis Garcia Jr. drives in his 9th run of the year, and the Nationals really cash in on the error.
3-1 Nationals the top of the with season. The RBI from Garcia Jr., and then he steals home to make it 4-1. Let's take a listen to the call. Nats would win 4-2.
Here's the pitch. Runner going. Pitch outside high. Throw down. One hop through Turner. And breaking from the plate and scoring is Garcia. And into second is Cruz. Even though the throw skipped under Turner, runner from third was breaking. And the Nationals execute the double steal. And they now add on a run here in the top of a sloppy inning for the Phillies. It's now the Nationals 4, the Phillies 1.
We continue around the NL East with the Mets against the Diamondbacks. New York 21-10 entering into this contest. Juan Soto's homers twice at Citi Field, but the D-backs win 4-2. Let's take a listen to the Soto bombs.
Gets this one in the air to deep left center field. Back in the gap, Gurriel takes a look, and it's out of here! Juan Soto's first Citi Field home run as a Met. dam, and the water's flowing through.
So Soto goes yard twice, but the Diamondbacks get the win 4-2. We close out the sports app with a Squirrels update. They are at the Diamond, final season at the Diamond, the 40th anniversary of the Diamond before next year at CarMax Park. But they've got the number one prospect for the San Francisco Giants on the roster now playing, and he hit a home run in his first at-bat for the Squirrels just about a week and a half ago, returning from a wrist and hand injury, and that is Bryce Eldridge, the pride of Vienna, Virginia. He'll be joining the show today at 1:30. I drove over to the Diamond to speak with the Phenom earlier yesterday after the show, and just after I talked to him, the Squirrels played a game. And Eldridge with an RBI single in the bottom of the first, helping the Squirrels win 5-1. Trey Wilson with the call.
Payoff pitch on the way. Eldridge swings and grounds it up the middle into center, base hit. Carter Howell turns around third. The right fielder Wagner slips and falls as he picks it up. Howell scores, and it's an RBI single for Bryce Eldridge. The Flying Squirrels strike first tonight. It's 1-0 in the bottom of the first inning.
I'm really excited for you guys to hear this conversation with Bryce Eldridge. He's just such a star. I mean, he entered 2025 as the Giants' number one prospect, rated number 12 overall by Baseball America. Started on that 7-day IL, came back and hit a home run, had that RBI single last night, had an RBI double the night before. Born in Fairfax, Virginia, he told me about how he had high school success, but also little league success in Vienna, was committed to Alabama before signing with the Giants, being drafted in the Major League Baseball draft just a few years ago. He was the 16th overall pick in the 2023 MLB draft. And what's cool about Bryce Eldridge is he was a unicorn in high school. He was the Shohei Ohtani of Vienna baseball. He pitched, he batted, and he played first base, and he won state championships. He'll join us today at 1:30. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Breaking news on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, powered by Odyssey, is brought to you by BetQL.
Breaking news, big breaking news in the NBA. Longtime San Antonio Spurs head coach Greg Popovich will no longer be the head coach of the San Antonio Spurs, according to Sham Sharnia. He is transitioning to full-time team president of the San Antonio Spurs, the NBA's all-time winningest coach, winner of 5 NBA titles, 3-time Coach of the Year, 1-time Team USA gold medal coach. He suffered a mild stroke in November of 2024, had not been coaching the San Antonio Spurs at the end of the season. There's so much excitement about that young Spurs team, with Victor Wembanyama leading the charge. But Greg Popovich, breaking news from ESPN, Sham Sharnia will no longer be the head coach of the Spurs, transitioning to full-time team president. Should make it easier on his body. Probably won't travel with the team next season and all that stuff. But that is tough news for basketball fans like myself. Greg Popovich, one of my favorite all-time coaches. You know, he's certainly owes Tim Duncan a thank you for a lot of his success, but I don't think the world would have ever fallen in love with Manu Ginobili and Tony Parker if it wasn't for the great basketball mind that was Greg Popovich. That's breaking news here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to A-Wide Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Where in the world is A-Wide on the go? North, south, east, bar west. That's where you can find me. And they've got a happy hour for the Derby tomorrow that looks awesome from 3 to 6 p.m. Join them at Bar West for Southern-inspired happy hour, complete with themed cocktails and plenty of charm as they celebrate the Kentucky Derby here at Bar West. We head out to the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline for a little crosstalk with Michael Phillips. What's going on, MP?
Yeah, man, big news on Popovich there. That's going to be a really good job for somebody.
It's going to be a good job. It's going to be a pressure-filled job. It's a sad story, but it's a sad story that I totally saw coming. He was getting up there in age, and then when you saw the news of the stroke, I thought, man, we might never see him on the sidelines again. What's crazy, Michael, is as you get older, I think you start to appreciate Greg Popovich and the San Antonio Spurs dynasty that was filled with Tim Duncan being Mr. Fundamental. And as a kid, I was so bored by it. But now looking back on it, I would give anything to watch Manu and Tim Duncan do a pick and roll with Tony Parker in the lineup. Like, that was just so much fun.
Kind of the Tony Bennett of the NBA in some ways, you know, one with the, you know, that style and had a system and really believed in relationships and building those relationships. And I'd wondered how he would transition, you know, post that kind of Spurs dynasty to a new era of the NBA where very much it's about assembling a super team every year, you know, the free agency, navigating all that. You thought, well, you ended up in a great spot there with Wemby, but somebody else is going to see that one through in the end.
Yeah, no, absolutely, and there's just a lot of excitement there with Victor Wembanyama and the future of that team. And Michael, you know, people always say the NBA is at its best when the Lakers are good or when the Knicks are good. And your Lakers are out, so the Western Conference isn't as fun. I will admit that. I probably will end up rooting for the Timberwolves now and Anthony Edwards to run through it. But when the New York Knicks, when the Knickerbockers are good at basketball, it's just exciting to watch the East Coast. And Jalen Brunson put all of New York on his back last night.
Wow, big market, historic team, right? And, you know, both iconic venues, Madison Square Garden, you know, for the Lakers for a long time in the Forum, and now at whatever they call it, you know,
crypto.
Arena. Crypto Arena, good for them. You know, both iconic franchises that we want to see, we want to watch, we want to root against, root for, whatever it is. You know, the Knicks have become largely, I think, more sympathetic in the way the Red Sox were before they broke through, right? It's been so long since they've won one, we've forgotten how insufferable that fan base is and will be if they win again. But that's, if we're doing sports bucket list, you got a couple good ones this weekend, right? Kentucky Derby's on that list. But Knicks home playoff game, that is on my list for sure, even as a non-basketball junkie.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I have great memories from just seeing VCU play Duke at Madison Square Garden. It's just one of the most unique stadiums ever. And Michael, I always thought this was a cool nugget here for media, a little inside radio. If you enter and go to the media room, you enter through like a side entrance and you go up an elevator, like five stories up, and then you get off and you're courtside. It does not make any sense to me.
Yeah, it's a wild building. The Amtrak runs right under it. The Metro runs right under it. It's center of Manhattan, and you know, feels like you're in the center of the world there as you're walking around outside it. It's a cool place. And then they've redone the press box now that,
yeah,
you know, that for a lot of events the press box is up like on a catwalk. It's not even like tethered into the seats, so it's wild all the way around.
Yeah, absolutely, but I've had some good times there. Let's talk NFL real quick. Michael Phillips with us here for a little crosstalk on the Fan. You know, I guess Shedeur Sanders is still the leading conversation, it feels like, in the National Football League. How do you expect Cleveland to kind of divvy out snaps in OTAs and training camp with Flacco's the veteran? Pickett, I guess he's a veteran now, but he's never really had success. And then you got two rookies.
Yeah, and you got to figure out who you want here, right? I mean, that's Not that, you know, anything's predetermined, but whoever it is who you want running with the ones in the season, you need to get to that conclusion as quickly as possible so that you can make sure they're fully prepared. Because if not, you're in danger of losing games. You've got a great defense there. I mean, that defense stands up and makes stops. So if you could get anything going offensively, there's potential. I think your message to Shadur is, you're not seeing the field this year. Is that true? I don't know if that's true. Things change as the season goes on. But I think going into mini camp OTA and early in the season, you tell him, you will play in 2026 if you play. This is a developmental year. Watch and learn, which I just think it's going to take the pressure off of everybody. If they do this whole, like, he's in the competition thing, everybody's going to be out there. SportsCenter is going to do hourly updates. How is he today in practice? Is he overtaking Flacco? You don't need that. So I think my public messaging, if I were the Browns, would be, this kid's developmental. We'll see next year where he's at.
Yeah, but how many fifth-round picks, Michael, get cut following their first training camp?
Most of them end up on practice squads. I think it's probably, probably practice squad is the most common outcome for a fifth-rounder. You got to cross that bridge when you come to it, but if he really lasts until the sixth round, I think there's the potential that you could get him to the practice squad, right? If you cut him, every other team has the opportunity to sign him to their 53. Are there any teams who, coming out of training camp, want to use a roster spot on their 53 for a quarterback who had that slide, brings that much drama, and hasn't had any snaps in your system? I don't see it.
Michael, this just came across my timeline here. Jordan Travis played for Florida State, and he released a statement. On November 18th, 2023, my life and career took an unexpected turn. I gave everything I had to rehab. I had the recent rehab process, but despite my efforts, my leg never responded the way we hoped. After much prayer and consultation with my doctors and medical team, I have been medically advised to retire from the game I love so deeply. The Jets actually selected Travis in the fifth round of the 2024 NFL draft. We were just talking about a fifth-round pick, Shadur Sanders. This guy was probably better than Shadur Sanders his final season at Florida State and now retired. Just a terribly sad story, man. And I still don't I do not like the committee's decision still a couple years later for taking Florida State out just because he got hurt.
They went undefeated in a power conference. They deserved the opportunity to play for a national title. They did at the time. They do now. I agree with you. Also, I mean, there are a million instances of this, but just the terrible timing of his career, and that if he's a year or two later, he probably makes $5 million to do that season of Florida State, right?
Yeah, thank God for NIL. This is the one NIL story that I like, because Jordan Travis probably made a lot of money, because if he ended up broke after this, I'd be so pissed.
I don't think he did. I think that season, that 23 season, was the last one where NIL deals were still really moderate and before the portal took over. I'd be really surprised if he made more than six figures in the portal that year.
Wow. Well, then he's got to come up with a documentary then, because this is just, it's an incredible story. He was on the top of the world.
Because you've got, this settlement that they're talking about for the athletes who missed out on NIL is based on numbers that you can't even, VCU can't even get players for those numbers now. Everybody thought, like, oh, the players will get paid. This is nice. They'll make like $50,000 to play college sports. And now you've got, I think the reporting the other day from On3 was that there are college basketball teams, plural, who are going to have $10 million rosters this year. And that's not even football. That's college basketball. The money got insane really, really fast. I don't think anybody saw that coming.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Michael, really appreciate the time. Thanks so much for joining us. Stubb, we do have breaking news once again to close out our segment here with Michael Phillips. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM.
Breaking news on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, powered by Odyssey, is brought to you by BetQL.
Breaking news here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Greg Popovich Fitch, the legendary San Antonio Spurs head coach, who had suffered a mild stroke in November of 2024, was recovering and has recovered, but will now transition to full-time team president of the San Antonio Spurs. And Sham Sharnia with another update. Breaking news, the San Antonio Spurs are hiring assistant Mitch Johnson as the franchise's next head coach. Sources tell ESPN Johnson had been an assistant in the Spurs program for a decade. He did take over as the interim coach in November, closed out the season as the head coach, and now earns the job as Greg Popovich's successor. And it makes sense because the Spurs didn't want this to be a nationwide search that becomes a media hoopla. They wanted to get their answer and somebody that's in-house. Like I said there, Mitch Johnson was with the program for over a decade, now gets his shot to be the head man in charge. Greg Popovich to full-time team president. Mitch Johnson, the assistant, now becomes the head coach for the San Antonio Spurs. That's breaking news, according to Sham Sharnia of ESPN on the Fan. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the Nats, the Caps, the Wiz, the Flying Squirrels, who are in town this weekend at the Diamond, the Washington Commanders, Virginia Tech football, VCU basketball, and the most local sports talk in town, broadcasting live from Bar West here in Richmond, north, south, east. Find me here today at Bar West from 12 to 3 p.m. and again tomorrow at 3 o'clock for the Derby and their Derby Happy Hour. Join us for Southern-inspired Happy Hour, complete with themed cocktails, plenty of charm as they celebrate the Kentucky Derby at Bar West tomorrow from 3 to 6:30. Joining us right now on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline to go on the fast break with AWOD, it's our buddy Justin Fensterman. What's going on, Fensty?
Hey, AWOD, you just talked about Bar West. I'm looking to see what I would order from there. How you doing?
I'm doing great. So we broke the news over the break that Greg Popovich will not be the head coach of the Spurs. They will hire Mitch Johnson, who was the interim, to become the next head coach. And I was kind of reminiscing about how, as a kid, I did not love the Spurs. But now looking back on it, man, I'm just so impressed with everything that Popovich did with Tony Parker, Manu Ginobili, you know, Bruce Bowen, Tim Duncan, and the rest of that crew there. And so I think my appreciation for Popovich grows every day I get older. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that does make sense. And I think that's because, AWOD, as we get older, we realize that not everything is about a flashy play in sports. It's about teams that sometimes, when it comes to the dramatization, the off-the-court stuff, teams that fly under the radar are often the most successful, and definitely from a longevity standpoint. And that's where you see that San Antonio Spurs team. They won multiple championships in multiple time periods. They won titles in the 90s. They won titles in the 2000s. And then the 2010s, once again, in the early 2010s, they were there. And that falls on Greg Popovich, who has been with this team since before they had Tim Duncan. Remember, the reason why they were able to get Tim Duncan was because they sunk the year before. David Robinson was hurt, and after having a good amount of success but not being able to get over the hump in the mid-90s because of the Rockets, now they were really looking like they were going to be bottom feeders, and then they got that lottery luck, and they got the ultimate lottery ticket, but they needed to put more around Tim Duncan, and they weren't these super teams that you're seeing right now. I mean, these were guys like Tony Parker and Manu Ginobili and Tim Duncan, who just fit together like a puzzle, and that's what made the Spurs that the awesome unit that they've been.
Well said. Justin Fensterman is here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. The theme of this year's NBA playoffs, and they've been so much better than the regular season. I've really enjoyed almost every series outside of probably the one seeds. But the theme that I've noticed the last few days is teams blowing 7 and 8 point leads in the final 2 minutes. Hardaway Jr. puts the Pistons up by 7 with 2:35 left. How do they lose that game?
Yeah, they just went flat, and that's what happened with the Knicks. I mean, the Knicks had a big lead going into that fourth quarter, and they were, for the first time all series, I felt like finally in control of a game because they were shooting well. They weren't shooting that well for the most part this series. Very disappointing. But then what happened was after the Knicks went flat, for the first 5 to 7 minutes of the quarter. Then all of a sudden, the Pistons caught it, and they weren't hitting shots. They weren't grabbing boards. They weren't guarding the interior. When you see Mikal Bridges late in the game operating backdoor cuts successfully, tipping in shots when you have the size to keep the Knicks out of the paint, that's problematic right there. And the Pistons did what they did in game one. They just crumbled.
Yeah, I mean, that tip in by Bridges was really well done. I thought Hart had a good game with rebounding and just doing everything your teammate needs to do. And then Brunson clutch at the end. Clippers defeat the Nuggets 111-105. Fenske, I told my audience yesterday, they're only winning this game if James Harden goes off for 25-plus, and he did with 28 points. And that big three of Leonard, Harden, and Norman Powell has been very impressive, and we get it. The two best words in sports on Saturday, Game 7, Clippers-Nuggets. What's your preview?
Oh, this series has just been so amazing. Close games, a lot of drama, even a little bit of, I don't want to say hostility, because that's one of the other themes I've noticed in the playoffs. A lot of people getting in each other's faces. And we've seen that in multiple series. And in this one, it's been great because even though the Clippers operate at a slower pace, we're seeing them play up to Denver's speed. And I was thinking that the Clippers were going to need to attack early and often rather than try to play from the arc and test out Denver. And that's what they did. And that's what made them so successful early on in this game. And I'll tell you this, Awad, I thought this, I doubted this team. I probably went on your show and I laughed at this team a bunch before the season started when there were coaches that thought, wow, they're going to be better than people think. Yeah, right. They win 50 games. They do it based on their defense most of the way without Kawhi Leonard. Now we're seeing just how deadly Kawhi Leonard is against this team. Ultimately, Awad, game 7, I have the Clippers as dogs right now, moving on to take on the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Wow. I think it's going to be an epic Game 7. I'm going to give the nod to the Nuggets because I do think Jamal Murray will step up as he seems to do in the postseason.
Well, he's been great, man. He's finally showing that he's worth the $260 million extension. It seemed like for most of the year he wasn't even worth $2.
Well, that's the thing, Fenske, is off the top of my head, it feels like he has more 40-point playoff games than 40-point regular season games.
Yeah, you know what? How weird is that? And that, again, that right there is why you pay Jamal Murray. What the Knicks got from Mikal Bridges, it wasn't from the arc. But why do you trade 4 first-round picks and a pick swap for a guy like that? It's when your back is starting to get against the wall and you're not putting up good offense. Mikal Bridges was doing everything last night, and that's how you remember players. Allen Houston for the Knicks, he got 100 mil from that one shot against Miami in 99.
Absolutely. Justin Fensterman with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. T-Wolves in 5 is the storyline. Wow, Anthony Edwards and the T-Wolves are so good. Is it LeBron, another first-round exit? Is it Luka not playing defense and being out of shape? Is it J.J. Redick not going to his bench and making bad decisions as a head coach? What should be the lead story of that series?
The Lakers were outmatched because of the size. That's what the fear, at least to me, with this team since the Mark Williams trade got rescinded.
So then why not use Jackson Hayes? I don't mean to cut you off,
because
but like...
No, that's totally fine. Because he's soft. That's why. they don't have size, man. You're talking about a team that just doesn't have true size. That was the risk that they took. And look, you make that trade for Luka Doncic 10 out of 10 times. 1,000 times out of 1,000. You do it. But you lost some size, and then they were in the rare instance where the trade gets rescinded, so that left them with Jackson Hayes, Dorian Finney-Smith, which they weren't using. LeBron was playing as a more effective center, but when you're the Minnesota Timberwolves and you've got 5 bigs, 5 big forwards, and centers for that matter, some of them can flex to the centers. I mean, we were seeing Rudy Gobert be a non-factor and Minnesota was still winning, and then he finally had the 27-24 game, and you go, oh yeah, they've got this guy too. So I just thought, while everybody was into the helium tank with the Lakers and these big network shows are like, they're going to go to the finals, they're this, they're that, LeBron and Luka, we have to get out of this glitz and glam mentality, this look at the flash that, oh man, this isn't NBA Jam with LeBron and Luka. They don't have depth Minnesota has that depth. Minnesota also has a dominant scorer in Anthony Edwards. It was a bad matchup for the Lakers, and I'm not surprised at all that Minnesota was able to handle them.
Yeah, I should have seen this coming. I mean, they did this last year, Minnesota, upsetting people and making a deep playoff run. You know, I can go back to being a LeBron hater now because Michael Jordan's not having a playoff series in which three of the five games he shoots 43% from the field. I mean,
he
come
can't
on
do
now.
Everything, Awad. He can't, and this is where, look, I mean, I'm more of a LeBron truther because when I see a generational talent and I see, everyone was hating on Jordan too when he was playing. That's just how it goes. People were hating on Kobe, trying to find ways to hate Kobe. It's all the same with these generational guys. But LeBron was asked to do too much, and he shouldn't have been. It stinks that the Lakers had the roster composition that they were. When they ended the season as the three seed, I give credit to J.J. Redick for that. All things considered, the roster overturned. They don't have the pieces to really be in line with Luka and LeBron just yet, and they still end up third in the West. I give them credit here, but there's so many people that are acting like this is some major catastrophe, where if you look at the rosters next to each other, Lakers don't have any depth, and Minnesota has among the most big man depths in the league.
No, you're right about that, but Fenty, the argument was the reason the Lakers had been going home in the first few rounds was because they didn't have home field advantage, and J.J. Redick had a good enough regular season that they're the three seed, and they no-showed game one and got spanked 117-95. And really, that changed the entire series, because from that point on, Minnesota was the home team. And that's why I'm upset with J.J. Redick, because you wasted an incredible regular season in which a roster that's not good enough finishes the three seed. You win game one, it's a different series.
I don't agree with that, respectfully. I think that Minnesota was a bad matchup from the start, and I just think, unfortunately, the Lakers ended up with that. I don't know if they ended up with a team, let's say, like, I don't know, the Clippers or something like that, it would have been any better. But that size that Minnesota has, everybody healthy, that right there proved to be the big difference maker. And check this out, Awad. You had different big men for Minnesota coming through in specific games. Some games it was Jaden McDaniels, and when he wasn't shooting well, Julius Randle started stepping up later in the series. Gobert, late in the series, started stepping up when McDaniels wasn't. And that right there proved to be just too much for the Lakers. And that's why when you make a trade like you make midseason where you're overhauling the roster and you don't get back your center in another trade you were supposed to get, it's really hard for me to judge J.J. Redick at this point because the season was kind of a wash. Let's see them now build in the offseason around these two, and let's see what J.J. Redick and all his whining and complaining, let's see where it gets him, because next year's the real year. That's where we scrutinize J.J. Redick, in my opinion.
Yeah, no, I see what you're saying, Fenty. But then, you know, also it kind of makes my point that the regular season is completely devalued here. If you're going to have the 7-seed Golden State Warriors probably win, the 6-seed Minnesota Timberwolves already won. You yourself predicted the Clippers, the 5-seed, to win. The regular season doesn't matter anymore. We're getting upsets all over round one in the Western Conference.
Wouldn't you think, though, that the regular season would matter more for those teams in the play-in tournament now, when you're seeing play-in tournament teams like the Miami Heat, for instance, even like teams that were hurt getting healthy, like the Orlando Magic coming back. I know they didn't beat Boston, but even the Warriors, a good example. Isn't that encouraging to those 7-8 teams and even those 9-10s to really try to play a little bit tougher and not try to tank? I mean, I think that that's proving, and it's a good thing when you have some of these play-in tournament teams show that they could go far. It will motivate other teams.
Yeah, I think my final takeaway on the Lakers is when the season started, I didn't think the roster was good enough. When the season ended, I didn't think the roster was good enough. Maybe we should be blaming Rob Pelinka instead of J.J. or LeBron or Luka.
Awad, for the first time ever, we have disagreed this entire interview on every little thing. What you just said ended that streak right there. Completely agree. I didn't think LeBron and this roster with AD even back then, I didn't think they were going to the NBA Finals or anything like that. And that's where I think naturally among the public, there's always going to be that little bit of bias when you mix a team like the Los Angeles Lakers and a LeBron James, unfortunately.
Fenty, great stuff as always, man. Really appreciate you taking the time.
Awad, please don't hate me. I love you. Thank you for having me.
Fun segment. You're listening to Awad Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, we'll go around the National Football League, talk about the guys in year two we expect to make the biggest leaps in the National Football League. The fast break with AWOD, talking all things NBA, and then some special guests. Bryce Eldridge from the Flying Squirrels, the number one prospect for the San Francisco Giants and the pride of Vienna, Virginia, a star at James Madison High School. Join us at 1:30. I drove over to the Diamond after the show yesterday, connected to the Comrex, Stubb recorded the interview. We'll play it for you guys at 1:30. We wanted to check in with Stubb right now. Stubb, have you ever been to a Kentucky Derby party before?
I have not.
I've been to one the last 2 years now. And my buddy who threw it is out of town in California, so I'm looking for something to do. Might just come down to Bar West here for their Down and Derby happy hour, 3 to 6:30 tomorrow for Southern-inspired happy hour. But when my buddy threw the Kentucky Derby party, it was just so much fun to get people together. And what you do, Stubb, is everybody kind of you put all the names in a hat, and then you just draw a name, and you get that horse, right? But I think it's more fun when it's completely random like that, because everybody's going to want to get the favorite or going to want to get the biggest long shot. But when it's random and you pick it out, then the name's like, you know, Techosaurus, right? It's always like some weird name, you know? It's like Yankee Candle, right? And then you're like, oh, I'm rooting hard for Yankee Candle. That's my guy. You look up the jockey. You don't even recognize their name, but you're like, oh, I've heard of him before. So it's always fun every year with the Kentucky Derby. I get into horse racing once a year for this. It's always a ton of fun. When I was growing up, my grandfather on my mom's side actually owned a horse in horse racing, and I went to, I think it was Pimlico, with him once, and just had a fantastic time when I was like 6 years old. And it was like I caught the bug, Stubb. I remember he let me order like chicken tenders and a Coke, and I'm sitting there and I'm just taking it all in. And then when our horse ran, next thing I knew, I was standing on the table screaming. And it was just like, and I was like 8 years old, but it was just, everybody was doing it. And it's just, man, horse racing, it's a cool sport when you can get into it. I know that the Junkies producers, Drab and Valdez, had an awesome bit one time where they purchased a horse that was going to race, Mama Grizzly. And so they,
how
all
much
of
a
the
horse
Junkies.
Cost?
Oh, it was a lot of money. It was like a $10,000 to $15,000 investment that they made, and they changed like the betting lines because all of the Junkies listeners were betting on Mama Grizzly to win. I don't know that she even made it out of the starting gate, but it was just an epic. It really was an epic radio bit. So, Stubb, do you have any weekend plans that you wanted to share?
Do you have any weekend plans? Nothing crazy yet. I mean, I think I might have been invited to a Kentucky Derby party from I'm not entirely decided if I'm going to go yet, though. I don't know if I have a fun enough hat.
Oh, you don't need the hat. You don't. You don't even need to dress up. No, the hats are for people that are there. You don't need to wear.
I'm telling you,
the party that I went to, there was like one person wearing the crazy hats.
No, but the party invite said hat required.
Really?
Yes.
All right, so then maybe you just go to Goodwill or something. Find something cheap.
I don't know what kind of silly hats are out there.
I mean, you just get a top hat or something.
No, I can figure it out.
I did want to get into this Bill Belichick thing with his girlfriend. He is, I believe, 73. She is 23. And it's back in the news once again. It's old news, but it's back in the news once again because CBS did a sit-down with him, and she interrupted the interview to say that we're not talking about their origin story of when they met. And what's interesting is, Stubb, you always hear this, that people that love to tell their story of how they met end up being in more successful and happy marriages. Like I saw that story online recently once again, and it makes sense because when people meet and it's like a meet cute, you love to tell that story and it's a big part of your relationship. Well, Jordan claimed that Bill Belichick and her met on a flight and that he kind of helped her with her studying because she was in school. I mean, that's the craziest thing about this.
Right.
72-year-old Bill Belichick's on a plane, and a 22-year-old girl says, hey, I need help with my logic course or something. And so everybody thought that story was bogus and that they probably met on Raya or Hinge or one of these dating apps, or maybe it was even something, you know, crazier than that. Well, Jordan took to Instagram today to say to the haters no. She actually posted a picture of the autograph of her logic book that Bill Belichick signs that says the date February 11th, 2021. So that's crazy. I didn't know they'd been dating for 3 years now. So that means they must have met when she was like 21 even. This story's insane. It's just insane to me. Jordan, thanks for giving me a course on logic. Safe travels. Bill Belichick. And here's the craziest thing, Stubb. He signed it, champion, with the date or the year of every Super Bowl that he's won. So it's like Super Bowl 28, 36, 39, 45, 51, 53. It's just so funny. It's so funny to me.
Very subtle,
but I guess my question for you, Stubb, would be, what is the oldest girl you would date and the youngest girl that you would date? So you are 24 years old.
I'm 24.
So you could date Jordan. She's 23.
Yeah, I probably 22 to 29.
Okay.
I think that's the range I'd give myself.
Okay, not 43.
And like 29 is like really high.
Really?
I don't know about all that. I'm definitely not going lower than 22.
You could learn.
I guess
some
I could. You know what? I could learn
like a 45 year old woman.
Yeah,
you know?
I know the lower limit's 22. I'm not going under that.
There's nothing greater than the radio story that Ryan Clary told when 22 year old Ryan Clary went on a date with a 62 year old grandmother on one of his beach trips. Just unbelievable.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, and he hit it out the park. He hit a home run, too. It's just crazy. I mean, Ryan Clary, the Stallion, dude, that's how he got that nickname, Stubb. Taking out a 62-year-old on vacation. Unbelievable.
Oh, man, now I'm really worried to race this guy. He sounds like a real generational talent.
He runs his race. He runs his race, and he wins it. So 29 for you. Do you think it's weird that Bill Belichick is dating a 24-year-old?
Yeah, obviously.
Are we all supposed to just accept this and think it's not weird? And like, I mean, it's just weird to me.
I mean, there's nothing you can do about it. I mean, true love is true love, I guess.
Yeah, the junkies were talking about, they were placing bets and they were saying, what are the chances that they're still dating at this time next season? I would say no to that, absolutely. It does feel like she's his publicist. And I'm okay with that part of this relationship. Like, because she's dating him, she wants to be part of everything in his life, and he doesn't really understand social media. He's got these giant thumbs he can't tweet with. She's acting as his publicist, and a lot of people are upset about that part of the relationship. That's the part that I have no problem with. I have no problem with that.
I think they're upset, and I'm upset because she definitely led Hard Knocks to be canceled.
Supposedly, that's the talk. Yes,
I know that's the
talk.
She
was very upset with the rules.
But I'm still bummed about that because I wanted that so bad.
I don't understand the story that came out that she has now $8 million in real estate Like, is Bill Belichick, like, giving her his old houses?
It's so weird. Yeah.
I will say, though, she understands Instagram. Like, she is an influencer. She's a great influencer. She got over 100,000 followers, but you look at her Instagram, her photos with Bill are so funny. She's dressed up as a mermaid, and he's fishing her out of the water.
Oh, yeah, I remember that one.
I mean, they got the one where they're at the beach, and he's lifting her in the air with his legs. Like, she is an influence. She knows what she's doing. She's getting clicks. It's working. And I don't know. Maybe I'm jealous of her and that she's living this unbelievable life with the, what is he, 9-time Super Bowl champion or whatever, Bill Belichick, and flying all around and all these amazing things.
It kind of sounds like you're jealous. I'll back that.
I mean, she is smoking hot. Yeah, but it is. But he is very old.
He is very old. And yeah. I don't think many out
them.
There would call him smoking hot. I don't think that there's many people that would say that about Bill Belichick.
I met them, and it was me, Grant Paulson, Michael Phillips, at the bar in New Orleans, and it was late night. It was like after 1 a.m., and they walked by, and all the other guys were standing there, silent, were taking their phone out, ready to take pictures. I said, "Hey, Bill, big fan. Good luck in the ACC." And he said, "Thank you," and he kept walking. So... hopefully I can talk to him again at ACC kickoff.
I'm sure he thinks
that'll
about
be late
that every
in July.
Day.
I'm sure he does.
Yeah, at least
loser
that, at least
let
that
me
guy's
get out
got,
of the bar.
No, he's saying at least that guy's got my back, you know?
Yeah, right? Yeah. Hey, that guy likes ACC football. What's he doing in
he
New
gets
Orleans,
it.
Right? I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. If you're throwing a derby party this weekend, let me know. I'm trying to go. The Richmond Commander coming up next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.